Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Endometriosis, what is it? Who does it affect, and how is it treated? Find out in today's program. I am Prince Moore. Stay with us.
I found out that I had endometriosis maybe 2 years ago. The first symptom was that I started menstruating at age 10. From there onwards, I have been living in pain. Whenever it was the time of the month, I would have serious pain, heavy bleeding, clotting.
That's Jodian Edwards. She's currently undergoing treatment for endometriosis. Endometriosis is a chronic, often painful disorder in women in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus grows outside of the uterus.
Endometriosis is a chronic, crippling disease which affects women. It is really the deposit of the glands and stroma from the lining of the womb that is shed every month as menses. It flows into the fallopian tube and you get a retrograde spread into the pelvis and then cause deformity of the pelvis, resulting in chronic pelvic pain, crippling pain, pain during sexual intercourse, pain during menstrual flow, and prevents the women from getting pregnant 70% of the time.
Director of the Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit, Professor Joseph Frederick. Jodian was diagnosed with endometriosis in 2010, having suffered years of pain and heavy bleeding during menstrual cycles.
I had pains like giving birth, labor pains. I started going to a gynecologist. She started doing tests. I did a whole lot of ultrasounds, nothing showing. Then we started a treatment called Lucrine. What it does, it shuts down the hormones that we have in our body. So what it does to me, it placed my body into premenopause at age 23.
The presence of an endometrioma, part of the condition known as endometriosis, may be suspected based on ultrasound imaging of the pelvis, but the final diagnosis must be based on microscopic examination of the cyst itself by a doctor, usually a gynecologist.
Once you're having chronic pelvic pain, then you should seek the help of a gynecologist where you do an examination. An ultrasound may reveal what you call an endometrioma, that is bleeding in an ovary every month and the ovary is getting enlarged, and which is called a chocolate cyst. Then if this becomes persistent, doctors should really refer the patient to somebody who performs endoscopic evaluation where the patient will be once diagnosed and treated accordingly.
Endometriosis ranges from stage 1 to 4, with stage 4 being regarded as the most severe case of the disease. It can be managed by surgery, which should make a difference in the ultimate success of treatment for the disease.
I did a laparoscopic surgery. It removes scar tissues that endometriosis caused on the womb. I am in recovery mode now, although I'm back at work. It takes at least 3 weeks to recover. The thing is, though, that as long as you have done the laparoscopic surgery, you have to continue hormone treatments, because if you don't, the endometriosis can come back. So as soon as you have your first period after the surgery, you start hormone treatments and you have to stay on it for the rest of your life.
Jodian Edwards. Professor Frederick says there's a difference between regular menstrual cramps and endometriosis.
When the pain is pathological, that is, it starts well before the onset of the period, heightened during the period, and even after the pain is persistent and so on, that is called secondary, which is that kind of pain that is endometriosis.
He says the disease is fairly common,
particularly in women who are infertile. Once the female has pelvic pain, you really should do an endoscopic examination to rule out endometriosis. If you go to the school sometimes at SICKBE, you see some girls at SICKBE every month because they're having very bad period pains. Those are the type who eventually show up in the infertility clinic and so on with endometriosis.
Director of the Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit, Professor Joseph Frederick. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.